The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lipman Cooks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lipman Crooks. We're based right here in White Plains with offices in Manhattan and Fishkill, New York. And, of course, you can visit us online at lipmancrooks.com. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And, believe it or not, tonight is the last show of the season. How quickly time flies. We'll be taking the summer off, and we'll see you again in the fall. And tonight, we've got a very special guest for the final show. We've got Jane Boyle from the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center and the John A. Coleman School. Welcome.
Thank you, Bernie. It's a real honor to be here, and especially, who knew it was your last night before the summer?
I know.
So thank you for the invitation.
The privilege is ours, Jane. Now, Jane, are you from the Seton Pediatric Center or the Coleman School?
Well, Bernie, I'm actually from both. The Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center is located in Manhattan, and one of the things I wanted to tell you about tonight was our plans to move to Westchester County in the next few years.
All right, so let's start with what is it that we're going to be moving?
Okay. The Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center is a 136-bed specialty pediatric facility that provides medical, nursing, rehabilitative, and palliative care to children from birth through age 21, who really are among the sickest of the sick anywhere. There are very few facilities like this anywhere in the United States. And we are on the corner of 6th Avenue and 17th Street in the heart of Manhattan.
And is it a hospital?
Well, it really is. It's really what's considered a long-term care facility. The children who come to us come from the PICUs and the NICUs from the major medical centers. Many of them come when they're born. They have various problems, and they can't really go home. So they come to us usually for rehabilitative services. And they tend to stay with us. About 75% of our kids stay with us for a very, very long time.
So do you get many of your referrals from hospitals after someone might get discharged from the hospital?
That's right. When after a child is born in the hospital, let's say, there may have been a case where it could be that the child is born with spina bifida or cerebral palsy. It could be that the child had, for various other reasons, had some kind of poor outcomes at the time of birth, and they need – maybe they have swallowing problems. Maybe they have – other neurological problems. And the children who are cared for at the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center are children who have multiple diagnoses. They are who is considered medically fragile. And they come to us not just with one problem or two problems, but with many, many problems. And most of our children have some kind of developmental delays, which is where the John A. Coleman School comes in. The John A. Coleman School is a fully licensed school, and it's really a special education school. And on any given day at the Pediatric Center in New York, and we have a campus here in White Plains that serves the community and day hops, if you will, in New York, about 80% of the children, more than 80% of the children who are in residence there, go to school every day.
Now, you've been focusing so far on kids who have some type of infirmity from birth. Mm-hmm. But are there kids who might be at the Seton Pediatric Center who become injured or disabled later in life?
Absolutely. We have a number – what we say is that each child at the pediatric center has his or her own story. We have a couple of children there presently who had were otherwise – they were usually born and they had usual lives, but there was a terrible, terrible accident that caused damage, neurological damage, orthopedic damage. And their cases were so complex and they're so medically fragile that they need the care that a facility such as ours can provide.
Now, do you do any short-term rehab or is it all long-term chronic type of illnesses?
We do short-term rehab. At any given time, about 25% of our children are there on what we consider to be a short-term basis. They will come. There will be intensive therapy. We have an extraordinary staff of nurses and aides to nurses and therapists, and they will receive occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and all this with the idea to get them home and back in their community. And we also have a home care agency, a long-term home care agency. Many of our children, many of the children who are with us and who will be discharged go home, but they need services to follow them home. And this is a highly specialized area, the long-term pediatric home care services, and it's an area, it's another way that we can serve the children who, upon discharge, and children who are at home.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, it's possible that some of the kids you take care of could be typical kids who just had an accident and are expected to fully recover. Not all of them would have long-term, lifelong special needs.
Yes, we do have some children who've had, you know, there might have been a
bike accident,
that sort of thing. But as I say, most of our children have multiple diagnoses. There will be, you know, the cerebral palsies, the spina bifidas, things that are long-term, that are chronic.
And are they all children under 21?
Yes, they're all under 21.
So what happens when they age out?
At 21, when the children age out, then they move on to adult nursing homes.
So is that by statute, or just because that's your mission, is just to take care of the kids?
Well, that's really sort of beyond our mission is to take care of children, and we are the name of our facility is the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center. We are named for the we are sponsored by the Sisters of Charity, and the founder of the Sisters of Charity is Saint Elizabeth Seton, who was all about children, and her motto really was cherish the children. So that's what we're about. But also in the state of New York, at age 21, then a child would move on to an adult facility.
Now, this type of care is got to be expensive, right?
Yes.
So who pays for it?
In our case, nearly 100% of the revenue that covers the cost of taking care of our children comes from Medicaid.
Is it a waivered program, or is it something that the parents have to qualify for?
Well, with the children who are in our care, their cases are so complex, and the level of care that the children need is so great that they're, the children, by virtue of the illnesses that they have, come to qualify to receive these benefits.
So the parents are not financially responsible in any way?
The care, the reimbursement for the care that the children receive is all from Medicaid.
Including the home care, long-term home health care?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned you're moving to Westchester. Are you adding a location in Westchester, or are you picking up the one in New York City and moving it to Westchester?
Well, we reside in about 90,000 square feet of space in Manhattan, both the 136-bed pediatric facility plus a 14-classroom school. And we are in leased space. The building in which we reside has been sold. So our trustees and the leadership of the Pediatric Center made the decision that to ensure a permanent home for these children, that we needed to find a new location, because there really is nowhere else for these kids to go. So after an extensive search, they identified a property in Yonkers, New York. There's a 6.5-acre parcel right off Executive Boulevard, and people who know Yonkers always, everyone knows the water tower. So this is within a stone's throw of the water tower. And in December, we purchased 6.5 acres of land there, and we have been working for the last couple of years with an architectural firm called Perkins and Eastman, and Perkins and Eastman collaborated and counseled and interviewed the people at the Pediatric Center and in the Coleman School, and they custom designed what will be a 165,000 square foot facility. We expect to break ground on this in late summer, hopefully late August, maybe early September, and it's about a 21-month construction project, and we expect about 2 years from now to be moving in there, and we will move out of New York City, and we will move to Yonkers.
And are the families of these kids, do they generally live in New York City, or are they all over the United States or metropolitan area?
Our families are generally from the five boroughs from the Westchester area, right in the metropolitan New York area.
So this is a good move for the people who live in Westchester.
Well, it is, and it's a really wonderful move for the children and for the staff, because if you visited us in Manhattan, you would see that every inch of space in the facility is used. One of the things that makes a difference, not just for our children, but I think for all people, is just the opportunity to breathe fresh air, to get sunshine. And in our case, we adapt, and we have on our second floor, we have a rooftop garden. And on a sunny day, about nearly 100% of our children require some kind of assistive device to move around. About 70% of them have tracheotomies. So these are medically fragile children. And on a sunny day, everybody lives to get out on this one terrace that we have, where they can enjoy the sunshine and some fresh air. When we moved to Yonkers, what has been designed into the building are terraces throughout. There will be playgrounds, there'll be terraces, and we'll have opportunities for a much better quality of life for our children than is possible.
Are you filled to capacity?
We are. We are filled to capacity. We have 136 beds. Actually, when we move to Yonkers, we will have 137, a difference of just one. One of the things that we have, and we are the only facility in the state of New York to provide long-term care for ventilator-dependent children. And presently, we have just several, but when we move to Yonkers, we'll have the capacity to actually have 16. So we do. We constantly operate at 99 to 100% capacity.
I bet you can't wait to move.
Well, I think everybody's getting really, really excited now.
As
there have been many hurdles to get over. We just back in March, we received the final approvals from the zoning, from the planning authorities in Yonkers. So I think what seemed to be a dream probably a few years ago is now really beginning to seem like it will be a reality.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show. Our guest this week is Jane Boyle from the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center and the John A. Coleman School. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at littmancrooks.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Jane Boyle. And we've been talking about the Seton Pediatric Center, and I think it's only fair we spend a little bit of time about a place that is located right here in White Plains, the John A. Coleman School. Mm-hmm. Jane, tell us about the John A. Coleman School, what it does, what its purpose is, and how it's related to the Pediatric Center in the city.
Thank you. Well, the John A. Coleman School is located in White Plains. We actually have two campuses. The first campus I mentioned earlier, and that is the campus that resides within the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center. That campus provides educational services for the residents of the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center. But in White Plains, we have a community-based program, and our program in White Plains is located on North Street, and it is the one of the largest providers of home, community, and center-based services for young children with developmental and multiple disabilities in Westchester County. In fact, in the last year, we provided services altogether through all the things that we offer for about 1,100 children and their families from about 25 school districts in Westchester, Putnam, the Bronx, and Manhattan. We have, any given day, there are within the school itself, right on site on North Street in White Plains, about 150 children age 18 months through 7 years of age who come to us for educational services and actually therapeutic services. And then we have staff who actually go out into the homes of about another 150 children in this region and provide services. And these are children who are too sick to go to school each day. So that is our mission. And the way we're related is we're really related because, this, as I mentioned earlier, the Sisters of Charity are our sponsors. And the Sisters of Charity are believe in the mission of caring for children and meeting unmet needs. And in both cases, in the case of taking care of the kids who were in Manhattan in the pediatric center, and in the case of taking care of kids who have multiple disabilities and developmental delays, this is something that the sisters feel very strongly about, and they are the sponsors of the John A. Coleman School and the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center.
So the Seton Pediatric Center is more like a healthcare provider, and the Coleman facility is a school.
Exactly, the educational provider.
Special education school.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids can have the health care that they need and the education they need in one facility, at least in the New York address.
That's right. And the kids here in White Plains actually live with their families, and they come on a day basis to the school and receive services there. Or if they're not, in the case of those who can't come out, and they don't live in a place such as Elizabeth Seton, we go to them.
So a typical child, one that you serve, might be somebody from a different school district, mm-hmm. Whose district, home district, can't provide the services. They might be bused to the Coleman School, and you guys would give the education?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So you don't necessarily have to live in White Plains to...
That's correct. The children who come to the John A. Coleman School come from Westchester. They come from the from Putnam, from the Bronx, from about 25 sending districts.
And what makes them – what is attractive to them about the Coleman School as opposed to going to some other place? Why do they go there?
I think they go there because it is – if you came into it, it's a very, very happy place. And I would say that about both of our campuses. They are – very joyful places where the children who are with us receive the highest quality services available, whether they're the medical, nursing, rehabilitative, or educational services, from an extremely caring staff.
Now, the children who receive services there have been classified as special ed children, so they have an IEP?
Yes.
So each year they have to get that renewed, right,
at
the Committee on Special Ed meets, and the Coleman School would have to be approved as the appropriate placement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you get involved in any of that?
Well, we have an extraordinary staff here in White Plains. I personally do not get involved.
But someone at the school,
oh, yeah.
What do they do? I mean, do they assist the families in attending the meetings?
Yes, we actually have, and we have one of the programs that we run where there's probably a couple of hundred people that we're following at a time. For those, for example, who need early intervention services, we have three full-time staff people who work closely with families in making sure that their children are receiving, you know, the right and appropriate services that they need.
Now, give me an example, Jane, if you can, of a story or some success story or a situation you were involved with at the school where the parents and the family ended up really happy.
Oh, I think there's just so many, and one of the ways that we see that is some of the families who have been with whose child was with us stay involved with the school, stay involved on a voluntary basis. Actually, there's a great story right now. There's a graduation each year. And the graduation this year will take place on June 30th.
So we can promote it.
So we can promote the graduation. And it is a very, very happy day. And it's a great day for the children. It's a wonderful day for their families. And this year, the commencement speaker will be someone who actually went through the program and completed it many years ago. So we're very, very excited about that.
That's a fabulous story. I know last year's commencement speaker. You don't remember, do you? I'll tell you what, we'll take a short break, and after the break, we're going to see if Jane can tell us who the commencement speaker was last year.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick, and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to the final show of the season of the Bernie the Attorney Show. Heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And before the break, we had a little mini quiz for our guest Jane Boyle here, sort of put her on the spot, so we gave her the break to think about it. So, who did the commencement speech last year?
And I am proud to say the commencement speaker was Adrian Arkentaki, who is a trustee of the John A. Coleman School, and she chairs one of our most important fundraising events that we hold each year, the annual Walkathon.
And when is that?
And that will take place on October 3rd at Tibbetts Park in Yonkers.
And you do it every year?
And we do it every year. And actually, Adrienne has been the leader of this. She's been the inspiration behind it. And it's been a tremendously successful event for us.
Now, the reason you need fundraisers, because I thought we talked about Medicaid and IEPs and Department of Education, but there must be things that the government doesn't pay for, right?
Absolutely, and that really is why we engage in fundraising. The reimbursement rates and the rates that we receive for both the educational services and the medical and therapeutic services cover basic things that are needed, but there are so many more things that we want to do for our children that are not covered by that kind of funding. We've really seen our fundraising grow as people have learned more about who we are and what we do. I think it's resonated with many people. This past Monday, for example, we had our annual, we call it the Butterfly Open, because one of our logos, the logo for our school is a butterfly, a blue one and a yellow one, one signifying New York and one signifying White Plains. And we held our Butterfly Open here in Westchester Hills earlier this week, and we just had a tremendous showing of support.
Did you golf?
Thank God for the course. I did not golf.
Okay, so we got the walkathon. We've got the golf outing.
Correct.
And that's held right here in Westchester. So is the walkathon. What mm-hmm. else do we have?
And we also have a fashion show that's done each year to benefit the school here in Westchester. And that's held in the spring, usually in April. And we'll be sure to let you know the date for when we set it for this coming year. But the funds that we raise allow us to do things in terms of, acquiring special equipment in the schools, in terms of doing some programmatic things that we otherwise wouldn't be able to do. And in Manhattan, we do, for the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center, we're a little newer to fundraising there. And we're kicking off a capital campaign to help us raise money for the new campus that we're building in Yonkers. That's an enormous project. Altogether, our capital needs are about $145 $1 million.
A million
over the next several years. And
I hope you got a bond.
Yeah, really. And we have so we're evaluating and looking to raise over the next 3 to 5 years about $25 million to support capital needs. And these are all things that directly improve the quality of life for our children.
Is there a name for the capital campaign?
We actually took some inspiration from a wonderful song, and that's called All Are Welcome. And the song says, "Let us build a house where all are welcome and all can dwell in peace." And that very much reflects the beliefs of our sponsors and of our trustees and of our staff. So we're calling our campaign Let Us Build a House. And we invite everybody to join us in helping to build this house for our children.
I like that. Now, people who participate, and I certainly would encourage people to do so, do they get a tax deduction?
They do indeed. Their contributions, we are a 501c3. That's kind of the parlance that says we have our tax-exempt status. Both the school and the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center are. So contributions are fully tax-deductible.
And are there any costs involved to the families for the services you provide?
No, the services are covered really in the case of the Pediatric Center by Medicaid and in White Plains, through the school district.
So there's no copays. You get your funding from the fundraisers, the capital campaigns, the Medicaid, and the education, the state education department. But the people who need the services don't go out of pocket.
Right. The people who need our programs.
I guess you'd have to say that what better need can someone think of than helping a kid out who has a disability. So certainly the work you do is fantastic. And we've got to take one more short break. But when we come back, I want to give you the opportunity to tell people how they can get in touch with you and how they can learn more about the good work that you do.
I can't believe we're packing all this up. Is the storage space big enough?
Mom will just sell what doesn't fit.
We can't tell Dad we sold a house. It'll make things worse.
There must have been another way to pay for his care.
She said they talked about a plan, but once he had the stroke, it was too late.
Well, they're going to move him to a new facility.
Mom, that's over an hour away.
There's nothing I can do. I'll find an apartment. Maybe I'll get a job.
A job?
I have no choice. Dad can't be left alone.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Nobody knows what the future holds, so make sure your assets and loved ones are protected. Elder Law addresses the quality of life needs of people over 50, including long-term care, estate planning, and special needs trusts. Plan for your future. Call Lippman Crooks today or learn more at LippmanCrooks.com.
Lippman Crooks, protecting your loved ones and your life savings. Call 684-2100.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
That's LippmanCrooks.com or call 684-2100.
Welcome back to the show. Speaking with Jane Boyle from the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center and the John A. Coleman School. Jane, dealing with kids with disabilities and all the ancillary issues, what are some of the biggest challenges you and the good people from Coleman and Seton face on a day-to-day basis?
I think the biggest challenge is to make sure the children have everything that they possibly need, to give them the best opportunity to become all they can become, to do all they can do. And, I see the teachers and the nurses and the therapists on a daily basis work with these absolutely remarkable children. And it is all about love. It's the love that the caregivers and the teachers and the aides have for the children, and the love that the children in return show to them. It's a very, very wonderful snapshot of humanity. And our biggest challenge is to make sure we are giving them everything that we possibly can.
I've always felt that people who work with kids with disabilities especially ones that they're not related to. They're certainly not doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. It's just God's work, and it's just you can't thank Him enough. And it's good to know that there are places like the Seton Pediatric Center and the Coleman School. That certainly makes me feel good. And I'm sure our listeners would want to know how they can get in touch with you and how they can learn more about the two good facilities we've been talking about tonight.
Well, first of all, Bernie, let me say thank you so much for the chance to come here and to tell you and to tell your listeners about Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center and the John A. Coleman School. I would encourage everybody to visit our website. You'll see some beautiful pictures of our children. And our website is www.setonpediatric.org.
Seton is S-E-T-O-N.
S-E-T-O-N. Pediatric, P-E-D-I-A-T-R-I-C.org. So setonpediatric.org. My office is in New York City, and I would welcome the opportunity to speak with anyone.
What's your phone number?
646-459-3632. I'll give it to you again, 646-459-3632.
Jane Boyle, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Bernie. It was a real pleasure.
To all of you out there, it's always been my pleasure to be with you every Thursday evening. I hope everyone has a great summer, and we'll see you in the fall. Good night.